Binkley, was I factual when it came to the Kopich and the Mahomes thing?
Yeah, it's pretty factual. I mean, they squared off, and Kopich struck out 12, Mahomes struck out 16, and Mahomes ended up with a no-hitter in the game.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Is that more impressive, or was his and Baker Mayfield's battle of Texas Tech, Oklahoma more impressive?
Oh, I think that football game with him and Baker, I mean, those are just ridiculous numbers that they put up. But, you know, Mahomes, it did lead to him. I don't know how much it played in the fact, but the Tigers did draft him in the Major League draft. So I don't know. But, man, he was dominating that game.
Would you rather have Mahomes' arm or Bobby Witt Jr.'s arm?
Man, give me Mahomes, man. Give me that golden arm that's won 3 Super Bowls.
Fair enough. So game one of the preseason's in the books. What stuck out to you the most that was the most impressive, and then maybe what was the most concerning thing?
I think what really stuck out to me was just the kind of the individual performances, what kind of juice. You saw R. Mason Thomas there on the outside. You know, I think clearly they have something in Emmett Johnson. Now, I would not be surprised if they switch things up in game two, and because they'll do that sometimes in the preseason with the order on certain guys playing. So, you know, could we see a lot more DeMarcado this game? Because they will switch things around. So I definitely like to see that. I hated to see the penalties. That was the 12 penalties in the game with the 5 illegal procedures and the 5 holdings. That things like that drove me absolutely nuts. I mean, I know it was the backups doing it and things like that, but you just hate to see it trickle on down between those guys. But I think that stuck out the most, but really not a lot stuck out. This is the game that you hopefully see a little bit in this game because of being game two. This has kind of become that more important game, and I think honestly a lot of it has to do with what 28 teams are playing against, are scrimmaging against other teams. So when you have 28 of the 32 teams scrimmaging against other teams, I think that's why a lot of guys actually sit out the games, because they have these situations where the team, usually they come in during the week, they practice a couple days, and they play that preseason game against that team that they practiced against. But I think when you have 28 of 32, you have 15 teams, they'll do multiple of these. And I think this is where it's going. And I actually think when they go to 18 games and bring preseason down to 2, I think all teams eventually will be scrimmaging another team. I know they get tremendous value out of that, but the starters a lot of times will play in that and then not play in the preseason game. But I think those controlled scrimmages with 2 teams, even though they've been doing those things for years, but I think those are kind of replacing preseason.
Jay, you think this could be a better game. What do you expect out of the Chiefs in game two and really the rest of the NFL in game two of the preseason?
Well, I think with the season, you know, kind of being there in that mid-September mark, that this is the last time. We're still in August because, you know, if you completely rest in this game, you completely rest in game three, which we fully expect them to do, and have kind of that 2-week waiting period, that's a long time to play football. So usually Andy Reid, especially with the offensive line, you know, go a half. Now, I'm not expecting to see Mahomes, to be honest with you, at all in this game. But, you know, kind of the concentration on the running game a bit like we had last week. And to see some starters come in and, you know, end of training camp, it ends this Thursday, kind of into that, put that away and do this preseason game. But this is the game to do it, because then you got plenty of time to recover if you had a little nagging injury that happened during the game. And I'm not expecting these guys to go out and play a full game, but game three, those are the guys that probably not going to make the team or play in the UFL next year and whatever. So that's complete rest for the team. But game two seems to be the one, because game one, you kind of trickle them in, they play a few plays, but game two, they play a little bit more. So expecting that. And also, you know, I think the Chiefs, you know, looked at the fact the Rams weren't going to play any of their starters. Mm-hmm. So how much value are you getting your backups or your starters playing against their backups? So I think that's kind of the way it is. But I think both teams will play their starters a lot more this game.
When you look at Cyrus Allen, is it one of those things where you tell people to pause on the hype, or is this the real deal?
Well, I think you pause a little bit on it, but I will say this about the guy. When it's all said and done, and you look at this draft class and you think, all right, you think diamonds in the rough. Well, Khalil Benson would clearly be on that case because he was undrafted. So he's, mm-hmm. all right, that's a good job at the scouting department. But again, he wasn't brought right in either. Right. So it's not like as soon as the draft ended, he wasn't one of those guys the Chiefs were getting on the phone with and calling to sign as an undrafted free agent. They didn't. They brought him in as a camp body to kind of fill out things for the rookie mini camp. So, all right, so then Cyrus Allen is the guy for me because it's kind of a late bloomer, a guy that didn't get invited to the combine. So that means the scouts and everybody else thought, all right, there was 319 guys that went to the combine. Cyrus Allen was not one of them. So he goes and plays in the American Bowl, which is kind of one of those all-star games, kind of lower-level all-star game with some of the players. They're kind of, you know, late-round pick types or not even drafted at all. He was in that game. He showed out. He earned just a few weeks later because of that game and how well he did. He earned a trip to the Senior Bowl to play even better competition than that. And that's where teams get to sit down and talk to him a little bit more, see him going, you know, against top cornerbacks. And that, I think, him playing in the Senior Bowl got him on the Kansas City Chiefs, gave him time to evaluate. But I just like the fact that he's kind of self-made, you know, a guy that didn't get to the combine, all right, that's a chip on the shoulder. Then you go to the American Bowl and have to prove yourself, and he ends up with the Chiefs. But, you know, that's their scouting department liking this guy and going down to the Senior Bowl and saying, all right, this guy's really standing out and really showing something. So when you look at all these guys, like R. Mason Thomas, Peter Woods, all these guys had a ton of hype, you know, in college, and I'm sure they watched all their games. I'm sure there was somebody assigned to go watch Clemson games all the time and Peter Woods. And, of course, they have that connection with the Oklahoma coaching staff, and I'm sure their scouts were all the time down in the press box because that's what these teams do to go watch R. Mason Thomas. But Cyrus Allen, one of those guys, they might have even seen something they liked at that game at Arrowhead Stadium. But regardless, they liked him at the Senior Bowl and what he did enough to draft him. So that was really the Chiefs scouting department. I know that people look at the wide receivers all the time. Do you trust the Chiefs in drafting wide receivers? Well, there's a guy they took a chance on, you know, that wasn't at the combine, and it's turned out to be pretty damn good.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch him in the regular season.
Yeah, Bink, real quickly, are you concerned with the Simmons back injury?
Not really. Okay. I mean, last year training camp, you know, he didn't miss a single practice, you know, and he came off that injury at Oregon or at Ohio State, and people were concerned about it. Could he, and we were too, is he going to start at the beginning of the year? Is this going to be something 4 or 5 weeks, then he starts, then boom, get up to training camp, he's already your starter. But he's been there every day. He's been practicing, hasn't missed it. So I'm not really concerned about it. Back injuries do concern me, but oftentimes a lot of these injuries are kind of overhyped because, hey, you know, we'll sit here and see what he can do with the back injury. Can he rest it, you know, for a little while and get out there and play? But I'm not concerned about it at this point at all.
All right, Bink. Well, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday and get excited after what happens in preseason game number 2.
All right, guys. We will talk to you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Jay.
That is Jay Binkley right there. Is our Everything Football Insider is his title for this show. Coming up on the other side, new stadium, new franchise, and new renderings. I think they look great. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Kyra Stonga, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.